Good morning. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. It's Friday, the 20th day of April 2018. We are with you up until 2 o'clock today, as usual. You can talk to us by calling us at 434-1790 or sending your emails to us at brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. And there is also the WhatsApp number, which is 266-4862. Well, we are still in a state where almost everywhere I go, people are talking about one thing and one thing only. And I don't know why they're asking me, because I'm not in the position to make the decision. When is the elections going to be held, and you know, what is the date? This is the great guessing game in Barbados at the moment. And if the person who is in a position to call that shot wanted to be in any more prominent position, I don't believe that could have been achieved, because as it stands right now, that person is considered the most important person in Barbados at the moment. So when will the elections be held? Very soon. Anyhow, we expect, unless, of course, there is an attempt to make history in a different way. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, good morning.
And how are you?
I am well.
Now, this morning on the Carol Roberts program, I heard the policeman said it's you should be driving with your ID or your drive, something like licensed, whatever it is. But if it's that so, don't you think, because all the years I'm living here in Barbados, I never heard of that before. I know if you're living in Germany, France, the United States, you got to have some ID with you. But if the government want us, the drivers, to drive with their driving license, don't you think it should be on the news, on VOB News, and the news on the front page of every newspaper to alert the public of what they should be driving with? Because I heard it this morning, and my husband and I was taken back, you know, to say you got to have some kind of proof that you, but I didn't know that you should have your driving license or your ID with you. Because if you park your car and you leave your driving license in the car and something happened, or something that happened to you and you lose your license, you have to go back all over that again.
And what happens if somebody breaks into your house and takes away your license when you're not there?
They did that as well and take away everything.
Precisely. So it makes sense. Doesn't it make sense to travel with your ID and your license?
Yeah, but as I'm saying, if you listen to me, I'm saying they should make it public to everyone that, you know, driving or walking or whatever, to have some kind of ID with you. I don't say it's wrong. I'm saying it's a good idea, but it should be made public. Not just a little, you know, snippet on the program there. It should be on the news, your news, CBC News, on the front page of The Nation and The Advocate. That's what I'm telling you, I'm talking about. I'm not against any rule the government put down in the country. I abide by it. But still yet, if you're going to make rules, you should let the public know. Yes or no?
Well, I thought that the very fact that you heard it this morning on the show that you mentioned was certainly part of that effort of trying to make people aware of what is required. But of course, I cannot negate the view that as much as possible, the government needs to make people aware of what is required of them, and perhaps there is a need to provide more information on it. But I think that it is a genuine common sense issue that if you are driving, you ought to carry those details with you.
Well, I'm not saying it isn't. I'm not saying it should be, but it should be.
I understand what you're saying.
Right, because
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, because living abroad, you know, we don't bring an ID with us. And if I get stopped, you know, they tell me to produce my ID at the police station. But, you know, my driving license and thing. But, you know, if you're going to do that, that's what I'm saying. Let the public know.
Your point is well taken already. I understand what you're saying.
Okay, that's all I called to talk about, okay?
Okay, bye. Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning. I'm well, and you?
Well, you know my usual stance.
What's that? What's your usual stance?
I'm a remarkable man.
Okay.
And I'm full of anticipation. I don't know with all this talk, and you're indicating that wherever you turn, persons are asking when elections we have, and all amongst the set of queries. Look, I think it was Mr. Sanker Price who made the point, because somebody started to talk about some strategy, whatever. And Mr. Price was very right in saying, if there's a strategy in place, you can't go and preempt and then say anything. You've got to wait and see the strategy, what how it plays out.
As if you believe there's a strategy of any substance, though.
I'm not going to.
That's if you believe that.
But I believe there's a strategy with insurmountable amount of substance. So you see, things vary as to who they come from.
It may be a strategy to use the period to raid the treasury, too.
To raid the treasury, right. But I'm not going to be that outrageous like yourself and talk about raiding our treasury.
Mm.
Because the you know what's most interesting in this, and nobody has touched on this, you wouldn't imagine that the persons that would have drafted the law and the constitutional situation as to allow the 3 months would have gone through with a fine tooth comb all the things that are likely to prevail. They would have gone through. If you're extending for 3 months, you're going to pay salaries for the opposition, for the government. You're going to have to do this. All that would have been gone into, and then they enact this thing. You know, and people want to think that it's something just drop out the sky. It wasn't thoughtfully gone into. And look at all the ramifications of it, you know. I don't know. And you are an expert. You, Mr. Ellis, know. Allow people to talk a lot of foolishness at times, you know.
Especially
me. But try not to just say that.
You know, the truth of the matter is that there's a call-in program, and it is supposed to allow people to express different points of view. Yeah. And there are times when people express views here that I don't agree with at all, but I have to let them speak. I mean, I have to take the opportunity sometimes to put a countervailing view.
Good shot. All right, I start corrected. But let me correct myself quickly. I didn't mean to be so outrageous and extreme to say foolishness, but talk things that, you know.
I know you're just, you get vexed. I know all this political talk getting to you now.
That what?
I know all this political talk getting to you.
No, but I'm saying, I express some things that you can come as an authority and say, but no, lady or sir, this is what happens here. I thought it'd be like a kind of role of a teacher. You got that capacity, man. You can explain things that people don't understand. But then they go on to talk. 3 months it would mean for any person that took it up. It's not there for the Democratic Labour Party or this current government. It was there to be used by anyone.
Look, my friend, you know full well that the law permits it, but at the end of the day, you know the law permits it. We all know that, huh?
Right.
But the question is, are you being insensitive to the public of Barbados by doing this? Because even though the law permits you to do it, there are a lot of people who are offended by it. But if you don't care, if you're not sensitive to people's feelings, it doesn't matter.
All this insensitivity, I don't care, is there we go again. I am of the strong view that there isn't any insensitivity existing, and they don't care as you would want to put it. I am of a varying view as regarding that. No insensitivity.
So give me the alternative view that you have. Where is the sensitivity that you see in all of this?
Where is the sensitivity?
Yes.
The government has got programs in place. I am not here to... I don't know where the total strategy worked out, but in time it will prove itself, and we will then see, I see what's happening here, why and whatever. I don't think the Prime Minister this morning would be the most stupid person in the world not to take into account the pros and cons of what he's currently doing. I don't think so.
What are the pros and what are the cons?
You're trying to bro beat me. Let me talk. You don't get me to say this more what I want to say. The Prime Minister is in charge of the situation.
So as far as you're concerned, that's like believing in God. As long as God is in charge, you don't have to worry about anything else.
Look, let me finish you up properly.
Is that correct?
Don't get let me, what?
Is that correct? That it is almost akin to believing in God?
Look, Miss Ellis, all the stand for any whatever. The election is going to call the thing a very, very, very short period. And
how you know? How you know that?
What's going to be the outcome? Huh?
How you know that? Suppose the Prime Minister don't call elections and elections call him?
Man, you're outrageous. Outrageous.
No, but we are put in a period, you know, we are now in a period where people can be outrageous, you know, about where we are. Because people are indeed concerned about it. The only people who are not concerned about this are people who are exceedingly close to the Democratic Labour Party and who believe, like you, that you have enough faith in the Prime Minister that whatever he does is well done. But other people are concerned.
Well, you shouldn't. I am satisfied that the management of the country and the governance is properly had, and I am satisfied that Mr. Short is no stupid person, and he's going to do his thing to sue himself, and he's going to pay dividends. I ain't getting to know, question his capability and capacity. Not at all. I'm not going to say do that. I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the other side of this particular discussion so that we can effect some balance on it. All right?
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks.
A blessed good morning to you, David. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. And you?
I'm holding on, man. Holding on. Well, I'm trying to keep a low profile for the time being until I hear the nomination day and the election day.
Let me ask you what you mean by you holding a low profile until then? After that happens, what will you be doing to raise your profile, if I may ask?
After that, when I get a nomination date, you will hear from me.
Oh, you think that you're going to be using brass tacks as your pulpit from which you can spout off about the Barbados Labour Party and the Democratic Labour Party? Is that your intention? Well, I want to remind you of something. Let me tell you something. When that period comes, you know that we tend to minimize the extent to which you can come here and promote one party or the other, or one candidate or the other. So I assume that the only thing you're planning to do is perhaps to go on Facebook like certain other people, or you can have the intention of setting up your own platform somewhere.
David, don't go down and make allegations without letting me fully explain what I am saying.
Okay,
expand. I am a person who on a daily basis, election not, look around and see what is happening in our country. We tend to get carried away all the time because that an individual prefers one party over the other. But we sometimes have to set aside certain partisan politics and look at what is being done to help the economy, what is being done to save our country, what is being done to pull back our country from being demoralized day after day after day. So don't think that because I prefer the Barbados Labour Party over the other parties, that I have one agenda every day, David. That's why you don't get carried away, Mr. Ellis. That's what I'm saying.
Not the question that is on the table. You
but
began by saying...
I am not going to use...
So what are you going to use?
David, I am an individual who speaks on political platforms.
Oh, yeah?
And when there are meetings, I go and I share. And if I'm asked to share a word with my down-to-earth brothers like myself, I do so.
How many times have you done that over the years?
On numerous occasions, David.
In which constituencies?
On numerous occasions.
In which constituencies?
I have done it across the board. I have done it across the board. And I have helped a lot of Barbados Labour Party candidates who have won their seats. I have walked around with them.
You have You've caused some to win seats. What about those that you caused to lose?
I never caused any to lose. I have a good track record.
It is only your word that I got to go on.
But don't be on God too.
Well, I will go and pray about that one.
Maybe we can ask God. But David, you really think that you can come to this forum? You know what saddens me as individuals?
What saddens you?
A lot of us forget where we come from.
What you talking about now?
No, I don't mean you personally. I am always personal attack. So if I got a little opportunity and I want to speak, so don't run me off this area, because I want to speak about the land surrounding me.
Okay.
And I want to speak about the monkey population that is digging into the farmers' pockets, and I we're not getting any help. So just let me say this before I go on any further, David, that there's a particular lady who does not sit in your shoulder, but she sits higher up in the St. Michael area. And you trained her. And I listened to her.
Where
not
are you
know
going?
Everything, and especially
may
now.
I suggest to you that her training was not completed. So please, don't come telling me about how I trained anybody.
Yeah, but David, I am saying to you that I
don't blame me for anything else.
You ain't easy at all. You don't get nobody to hear. Whatever you're the politician, you were going to ask Mr. Speaker.
I just got to correct you because you give the impression that I completely trained somebody and let them loose. And now you have to pay the price for that.
Yeah, but where did she start her money?
Start.
Under whose wing?
Start, definitely, but incomplete.
But have you listened to this? Have you listened to this lady on a daily basis?
Don't worry about her. Let's move on and talk about something else, man.
But I want to say to you that when the election is called and the Barbados Labour Party, I don't want to talk about the politics, but when the Barbados Labour Party...
Oh, man, you just... You, up to now, you've spent so much time and you've said little or nothing. It is not that I am here to stop you from... I have to cross you because you've taken so much time and I just want you to come to something of substance.
Oh, I come into something of substance, but just let me finish off here and then let me go on to the college issue around me and it affected all the children and my family and all my close neighbors and let me go down the road because I have not called for a long time and I don't call every day. And everybody said, well, Rikesha, what happened to your calling the airways? I do not want to come on brasses every day. I try to give individuals that do not call an opportunity to call. Because you moderators and the political yard folks get one side and say, every day, agriculture, Mr. P, Mrs. P, Jamaica woman, we don't want that. But there are persons who are hiding and don't want to go far, begging us every day, go and talk about X, go and talk about Y, and them are coming for David. And you know that because you was a man that's watched the life of the best of Barbados. You don't hear them things too? Answer me honestly, David.
I do.
Oh, well, good. So don't try to give Barbados the impression that we have nothing else to do. I got a yard to clean. I got ground to fork and things to do. So don't mean that I just sit in there waiting to take up 434-1790 to come and lambaste the politicians. That is not my agenda. But I am saying to you that when the elections call, the lady sitting up there, I don't want to send her home. I wanted to give her a one-year contract to be the moderator where the Barbados Labour Party is running Barbados. Because she's the moderator now where the Democratic Labour Party is in power and she is cutting the Barbados Labour Party.
Listen,
people
excuse
left,
me.
Right, and center.
Excuse
that
me.
Is what you want to say.
Excuse me. Courage.
Right.
Let's
let
talk
me go
about
down the road.
Courage, please.
David, I went to school at St. David's Primary School, which was a very good school. We had persons like Courtney Blackman and Patrick Gollar and those kind of people. A very good school, and I must say. But there's a Blackman and Gollop Primary School now, and as you know, they had a lot of issues with college. And I want to say now that the land has been cleared. But since we've been having some off and on showers, and I do my own personal investigation, they want to tell me, because I know about what is going on. The college is growing back again, especially on that above side of the ground. I figure now that you have brought that issue to a little settled downness, that you would not allow those fields to grow back again. Because as you know, David, a man that got common sense, the cycle will repeat itself over and over and over. And I know for a fact that the agricultural ministry, they have tractors, they have swipes, they have booms that can spray. So why it is that we are going to allow the courage to grow back again in all
you're
of
in
the...
Sir, stop. You, huh? Stop. Hold on a minute. Because... We got to put the whole discussion about courage in perspective. You claim to be a man deeply steeped in agriculture.
Yeah, but you think I could get all that courage, do you myself?
No, but you got to come back to why is it that there is so much of the courage out there?
You know why, David?
Because a lot of the land is just lying idle, right?
Correct, David.
And the land is lying idle because?
Because no government... And they can blame Barbara's Labour Party and the Democratic Labour Party would not pay close attention to production in Barbados. We import. The import bill now has gone about $800 million and climbing. and we do not give any incentives. We do not help the small farmers. We do not give any encouragement. There are supposed to be officers working in the agriculture ministry to go around and check up with the farmers, encourage them what to plant, when to plant, so that when their crops are ready for market,
all right, they can. You've had a reasonable run on air so far this morning.
Yes,
so
David,
can you give way to somebody else?
There's no problem. So if you want me to go and come back another time, I will do that.
Okay.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks. Good morning.
All right, David.
Yes. How are you?
How are you this morning?
I'm well, and you?
I'm pretty good. Now, I heard you said just now that their nomination is being called, the dear nomination. You will have the type of college won't be able to spend much time promoting the party.
Let me explain to you the normal process.
Mm-hmm.
We are governed by the rules that are laid down by the Electoral and Boundaries Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Those rules say that during an election period, the radio station is not to be involved in promoting or demoting candidates or political parties. It means that, as has happened in previous years, you can talk about issues. You can say, well, in agriculture, this is what I believe we need to do. These are the areas where we have been weak, and these are some of the things that we need to address. You can do so as it relates to the social makeup of Barbados as well. So you can discuss the general issues, but you're not going to be encouraged to come here saying that you support either the BLP, the DLP, Solutions Barbados. People who call with that kind of approach will not be entertained. And that's not new. That's how we have done it over the years.
So it means, therefore, that your management don't believe in the truth. Because if a man come and tell you supporting a party and he's speaking the truth, he's speaking the truth.
Do you realize what I just told you? You're trying to be clever. You're trying to be clever here, but I don't think you've succeeded.
Okay, all right. Now, listen, I really am bothered because I don't think I will have the time because I have already been engaged politically. And I just came today to ask you one question.
Sure.
And to notify my listenership because each regular caller got a portion of people who listen to them. I would be in the vanguard of my campaign, and I have started. Well, I tell you already, I will be in St. John's. I started last week. Tonight, I'll be speaking in Colleton. If you want to come out there to hear me, you could come.
Colleton in St. John?
In St. John.
Tonight?
Tonight.
You want cutting to happy hour?
Huh?
You trying to cutting to happy hour?
Where's happy hour?
Happy hour is that period. You know what happy hour is? These days, it don't even last for an hour.
That's what you feel. Anyhow, I will be in Colleton.
Why would anybody leave the comfort of their zone to come to Colleton and St. John to hear you talk? What can you be saying that you don't sit on brass tacks all the time? You're going up there now, you can talk about Arabaro.
Yeah, you come. But one thing I can do that you will do last time, I can vote. And you have voted last time.
But that was last time. That was last time.
You can't tell me what to talk or what to talk. Anybody that cannot execute a vote is not useful in any election, and that's you.
Okay, well.
All right, now let me ask you another.
I will leave you with that.
Let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of a general secretary?
A general secretary?
A general secretary of a political party.
Of a political party?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have understood that role as one of trying to deal with the administration of the party.
Mm-hmm. Now, because I heard you made mention how important a general secretary and what they should be doing. You said that already. I got it recorded, but I ain't got the paper here with me. Anyhow, there's a problem in St. John where there was no nomination. The person who are responsible for a nomination of a constituency, a candidate, the general secretary of that party should notify the constituency about a meeting in order to nominate, as long as it is duly done. And it should be done in a way that the public could understand what the people in either St. John Christ Church or whoever that is immediately having constituency and give them the opportunity to make a choice.
But whose right business is that? That the issue that you are raising is an internal matter for the people who are members of that organization. So if you have all of this information, I assume that there are people within the Democratic Labor Party who know all that you are saying, but they don't have the same concern. And if they don't have that concern, where are you going to go with it?
So if you don't have that concern, it means you're not concerned with the people that should have the right to choose who they want.
Well, it just may suggest to us that, you know, in your judgment, you may think that the party is weak in that regard, but that would be its reality. Look, there are people who are looking at where we are today and question why is it that Barbadians are so quiet, so silent on what has happened, that they're not overtly critical of what is going on. But that is how Barbadians are. In the same way that people are going through this period, grumbling and talking out there about it but not coming forward in any significant way, in the same way that institutions and organizations are very quiet on it, that also happens within organizations where even if people believe that something needs to be done, they would be more reluctant to come forward and speak.
Okay. So you would say then that the people in Barbados not only gone silent, but they're gone asleep. They're not active.
I'm trying to put words in my mouth. I said what I gave you the assessment that I have been able to pick up in all of
this. But you don't think that they take example the Prime Minister that they're gone asleep? That means every watchman gone asleep, the workers could go sleep. But when they wait, you don't wait the sleeping land. So how when you wait the lions in the country, not only one, when the lions wait, you think they will be more terrible than the sleeping land? Huh? I use your analogy, you know.
I really don't get involved in that.
Everyone land could wake up and God's problem. How would have 240,000 lands wake up? You know what can happen? The whole country can get destroyed. Thank you, David.
I don't know that Barbadians waking up should lead to destruction. I think that if Barbadians wake up, it may very well lead to a more improved Barbados, one in which a number of the critical issues confronting us are actually discussed and addressed, and that we are moving more deliberately to make the country better. So that's your perspective, that it means that it will be worse. I think it could be better as a consequence of that. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well, and you?
I'm pretty good, you know. Now, David, I want to speak to you about someone that I think is most important. And it may be even important to you. But before I get to that, I want to say this. I heard Roald just now speaking to you, and he told you that it's a strategy from the Prime Minister that he's carrying on as far as the election is concerned.
He alluded to some strategy, I know what it is.
But David, the only strategy the Prime Minister got in mind now is to carry down the Eagle 11, and I believe the Prime Minister is a very clever man. People believe that the Prime Minister forget about the Eagle 11, you know, and he means that he can carry down the Eagle 11 with him as well. So that's the only strategy.
You know that's pure speculation.
Well, that's the only strategy Roald could be speaking about, but you know something? I can't believe that there's the same Roald who was so vocal prior to the last election, David. And then at one point in time, he went so silent, even the moderators on the program, when he came in and come in to make a contribution, and they questioned him, he could not even respond by just skin his mouth. But I'm saying to David, this Roald, he got a nerve, because he knows that he was silent by the Democratic Labor Party after they win the government, and they built so many houses knowing the profession that he is into. Electrician, and that is what you
stop
so
being personal,
silent.
Man. Come on, this isn't
no,
about
you gotta expose, you
no,
expose
no, 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 no. This isn't the place for that, honestly. This is not about no personal attack on anybody.
There's no personal talk, but you got
no, 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 no. This isn't the place for that. You can talk about anything else. What, very cool.
But let me go to my point.
Down to brass tacks. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I'm having a problem with my son. He is 6 years old, and he goes to a primary school. Well, for the past couple of weeks, he's been put outside of the class. The teacher has been saying that he's been disrupting the class, got children disrupt. And I went to different people trying to see if I could get him placed in a special school, and I haven't
okay.
Let's
step back a bit. Your child has a learning problem, right?
Well,
he has a behavioral problem. He has a behavioral problem.
Yeah.
He tends to be disruptive. You can see that he can give a little bit of trouble, right?
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit of trouble. And in the circumstances, the teachers have put him out of the class. And now your big mission here now is to find some way of getting assistance in dealing with this child.
Yes, please.
That's the problem. So where have you been so far?
I went to the ministry. I went to the referral center, and they told me I have to get a paper from the school in order for he to be referred.
So did you go to the school for that?
Yes, I went to the school.
What they said?
The school. The principal told me go to the class teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The class teacher told me go to the principal. The principal is who issued the papers.
Well, I would think that it would be the principal who would issue the paper. I couldn't see that being the responsibility of the class teacher.
Yes, I haven't.
So how long has this been going on?
At least about 2 years now. My
what?
Now in class two.
How old is your child?
8.
But this is disgraceful. Honestly, for 2 years you have been butting about the place trying to find a solution to that problem. This is how Barbados treats its people.
And it's not only him. They have my son is now in class 3, going in class 4 next term at the same school. And they have a different problem with him.
Look, this is the problem you face when you don't have money. When you cannot earn enough money to go and put your child in a private school, this is unacceptable if what you are saying is indeed true. Because, you know, sometimes people come and they don't tell you all of the story. But give us, we need to get an understanding of how this system has failed to work for you. So for 2 years, you went to the school. The principal could not give you, all you needed was a piece of paper to refer this child to someplace else, and can't get that?
It's so true. Oh, no, my son is 10. He's 10. Supposed to say exam next year. They told me the whole class have to put in 2 years work in 1 year in order for them to say exam. I tried my best to put in the work at home. When he come home from school, nothing written in the books, no homework.
Has he been tested for something like dyslexia?
They would not give me the papers to get him test. I've been asking. The principal told me what happened.
You didn't go back to the Ministry of Education on this?
Yes, he had an appointment with Miss Hall.
So he went to the Ministry of Education in circumstances where you could not get the referral letter?
Yes, they said
right.
They have
to. When you went to the Ministry of Education, what did they tell you when you went back?
Well, she told me that I will be waiting on a call from her to have a placing officer.
How long ago was that?
That was February.
And you're still waiting?
I'm still waiting. I am supposed to go. I told myself I will go back Monday to see what's going on. I haven't heard a call from no one. And right now, my son supposed to sit exam and he's not doing anything.
But he's not going to be able to sit an exam with any measure of success in these circumstances.
But my problem is not only him is a whole class, and in class 2 now to come up to sit the next couple of years, there's a whole line coming up like that.
A whole set of children like that?
Yes, all of them are just placed in a class with the same people that are like them. And when I went to the school, my 8-year-old son was sitting down, pinching up paper. They say that that helps with the motor skills to help the hands to write properly.
So this is not a special school that your son is going to?
No, please.
This is an average primary school that we are talking about in Barbados. No, all I can ask you to do is to leave some contact details with the person who is taking calls here on our behalf so that I think we have a duty to do a little bit more in trying to follow up on this particular case, because this is really unacceptable. And this is symptomatic of how the system is failing people who, when they get 17 and 18, come out into this society and start to create all types of problems even before then, because the Barbadian system continues to look after the people who are at the top, but those people who are at the bottom and the ones who really need most of the attention cannot get it, especially if you do not have money. If you have some money, you can go to one of the private schools and pay for that child to go into a special class and, you know, or perhaps to go to some specialist institution to be assisted, or bring in a teacher or something like that. But this is what you're telling me is not good enough.
And not only that, I have a daughter who turned 4 in October. I applied for a school for her last term. They told me they're not taking no more children into the school. So I applied again. She was 3 and she could read and think. But my problem is that she had to stay home a whole term to September this year in order for her to go to school. She'd be 5 in September.
So what do you recommend should be the approach here for a child like that?
Well, I recommend that at ages from age 3, they should have a standard school that could at least just put the children in the school. They could go to school. I mean, they got children out there that's from 3-year-old that could at least read and write very well.
But these are the things that we should be focusing our attention on, rather than wasting time every year talking about the common entrance exam. I mean, regurgitating the same old nonsense every year. While all of that focus is there, not enough attention is being paid to issues such as these. I know, as a reporter over the years, I have come into contact with so many people who had real difficulty with children who got learning disabilities in this country. And the cost, this is something that is not being examined in the country, but it is very, very expensive to try to look after children who are in this situation. And the way that things are going in Barbados, where the state says it can't do this and it can't do that, you know, where will those people like yourself, where are you going to turn? Where are you going to go? How many children do you have in all?
6.
And what's the age of the oldest of these children, the eldest of
10.
Them? 10?
Yeah.
And the youngest being what?
6 months.
Wow. My goodness. How do you cope? That's a lot of children to have in that particular zone.
I cope very well.
You do?
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard, but you have to put your mind there and work with them.
Well, all I can ask you to do is to leave your contact details there with the person who is taking the calls, and we'll speak about this further, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks. Hello. You're on the air?
Good morning.
Hi, morning.
I'm getting an echo.
Yeah.
Let me see. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you well, though.
Morning to you, sir. Good afternoon, good morning, whatever it is. How are you keeping?
It's good morning.
All right. Mr. Ellis, you made a comment a little bit earlier that I believe it's to deal with broadcasting and the rights and the wrongs of an electoral situation.
Yes.
But you and I are aware that outside of that, the restriction of the broadcast medium, give some of the other people the right to do things that should not be done. And I'm talking B nor D, no. I'm talking to you as a person in journalism and a person who's concerned about the welfare of barbers, regardless of whichever party is in power.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree that there's a lot of misadvantages that goes on in terms of an electoral process? Take, for example...
Such as?
Okay, I can give you an idea. Things that I've picked up, which I know is a fact. You have been promised on the government system of housing. Many people believe within themselves that the importance of supporting a party is housing. Who want housing? But for a whole session, some people are left disadvantaged because of no housing. But then all of a sudden, you realize that housing becomes the party in power priority. I say that to say this. I have called you on more than one occasion in relation to the conditions of the people that live in the housing estates and the investment of land. Take, for example, the farm, where I have spoken to you that the reason why a lot of the people in the farm were put on fair promises, and you said to me, they did not happen with the Barbados Labour Party, and I told you, yes. I'd like to be fair with you, right? I am saying that a lot of people were put on fair promises as far as the farm housing area is concerned and the ownership of the houses, because the land was not in the National Ministry of Housing Corporation. I want to know where it is at the 11th hour of an election that you have people from National Housing walking through the farm with papers telling people to sign that they can get the houses. This is not fair. This is not fair. This is misleading people. This is contempt of an election. Contempt of an election, Mr. Ellis. And I know you well. I know you don't like to hear anything so, but I'm telling you, this is what is going on now. That you have people from National Housing Corporation, after all of these years, keeping people in subdued positions, stopping people from advancing themselves. You are always away from election. You got people from National Housing telling people, sign here, you can get the house. I ask you a personal question before I continue. You feel that is fair, Mr. Ellis?
Which part of it is unfair for you?
The unfair part is that you are taking advantage of your situation, both to the people who are occupying the houses, and you feel that you can win an election at this 11th hour by doing what you are doing. And I'm saying this is not fair, Mr. Ellis. I know you know that.
But that's you know, let's be realistic. That is how politicians play their games. And
but you realize there's a story you both face.
Politicians play the game that way. Of course, somewhere along the line, average people in this country, that's why people must be kept. They put this common entrance and the structure of our education may well be the way it is, because we must always keep some people in a position where they are kept, dependent on politicians and easily manipulated by those who want to exploit them, especially at times like this. So that it is not by accident, I suppose, that we continue to keep this system this way, where people such as the children, such as the one that this woman talked about, you know, are in the position that they're in. I know there are going to be people who will say, with six children, she is further disadvantaged because she can't give the kind of attention to them that they deserve, and where is the father, and all of that. That, I do not take away from you the responsibility that lies with parents. But you know what? Where the home fails, this system is required to move in there because it has implications for the country as a whole.
Yeah.
If you do not move in and save a child like that, then the state itself ends up having to look after that person in jail, or that the state itself has to pay the medical bills for somebody that might be injured, because in all the anger and frustration, people will do things. And whether we like it or not, that's the way it is. So the state has a role to play in all of this. But we must keep them in this position so that at the last minute, I watch what's happening around here right now. You see how many people out here with a hole in the hat?
Yes.
Man, listen, they got so many women, especially about the place with a hole in the hand, all of a sudden, because they must be, you can manipulate those people. You must make those people believe that at the last minute, you can give them a job, a handout, and then they will do what is required for you. Because they're not smart. We are stupid people. That's how we are being perceived by some. All right? So the same thing applies to your people out there in the housing districts who are now being told, after all this time, by both the Barbados Labour Party and the Democratic Labour Party, you know what? Chances are that they can sign a piece of paper. The elections will come and go. And then they can find out all the hurdles that remain in their way to actually occupy that house and to own it. this is what politicians do the world over. It is not peculiar to us. This is how you all manipulate the minds of people.
All right, I can tell
you. You were party to that, too.
Yeah, I'm backing off. I'm backing off, but there's some exceptional cases that you have to deal with. I believe in a sale of a property. And I think you could correct me if I am right. One lawyer don't work for the same people. You always find that there's a lawyer for the purchaser and a lawyer for the seller. Am I wrong, right?
Sometimes they end up working for the same people here. They work for the seller and the buyer too.
So that's what I'm trying to say. So I'm glad I raised this with you, because this is a matter that I'm saying that I'm asking that for any future government, which I am supporter of the Barbados, that they will put a task force in place for election preparedness and process, that we would not go back to what we're going through now.
Who's that? Who's supposed to protect us?
Hold on. I believe that an independent body, just how you've got the boundaries electoral board that we sponsor for the People's Registration Act. Just that you've got the broadcast authority that is responsible for broadcast of election. I am saying that the people should be protected from what has taken place or what has taken
but
place.
But how can you protect the public?
Simple. We've got people in this country. You've got a group of people who know, decide, who come together. You know what I'm talking about, who against certain things being said on a platform. You need some people in the society who to take in Barbados to heart, who would be able to tell the politicians, these are the things that you cannot
politicians,
do.
Listen, we can tell politicians whatever we want. At the end of the day, there are some politicians in Barbados who do not listen to the public and do not care. What do you do then? You have to wait. We have to wait until what? You got 5 years or whatever? Sometimes 5 years or more, as we are now seeing, in which you can tell them what you want to tell them. But a lot depends upon how things are stacked. You can still have a situation where somebody who does not care can win.
Ms. Ellis, I think the time has come that the people of Barbados want to see a master key for Dodds. A master key versus master key.
Let's move on. A master key for Dodds.
Let me move on with you. But it is not fair. You know it's not fair, Ms. Ellis.
But the truth of the matter is you are a person who functions as a BLP politician. This
but
talk
really?
About... Let me finish. This go thing ahead, about ahead, being fair and unfair. You... were party to this kind of manipulation too.
Go ahead.
And when it was happening, people other than yourself were talking about it and you were not complaining.
I
don't remember hearing you complaining.
You remember the incident? I like to talk to David Ellis because David Ellis seems to got a memory of concern, right? You remember the incident that took place at the top of Deacon's Road?
Yes, I do.
You remember the interview that you did with me? You got to play it back. You have it payback. I'm saying that I took my stand then, and I've taken my stand all along. And anybody that knows me, as far as the Barbados Labour Party knows, as far as I'm concerned, I am a supporter, but I am not a condoner. And if I have to say that something is wrong, I say it. And I'm saying that the political system in Barbados disadvantages a lot of people. And you know, you interview
But you
me.
Are in a position, Mr. having been through the system, to articulate change. And I don't hear that from you.
Well, didn't you interview me when we had the problems at the top of Deacon's Road, and you should still have that in your archives? Go back to that and you would understand. And I was a candidate then. I'm saying, Mr., I like your statements towards me because it gives me an opportunity to get my brain to function, to remind people of certain things, right?
Like yes, what? What did you recommend in terms of change? What did you recommend then?
I recommended that people be treated equally.
What does that mean?
I recommended whether you're from the blocks or whether from the heights and terraces that you deserve to be given an opportunity to advance yourself. I recommend that.
What did you do to bring about change in that regard?
Hold on, let me tell you. In 1999, 2000, the Commission of Police at the time made a public statement in relation to crime in Barbados. And he made the statement saying that there were hot spots of crime in Barbados, including deacons. God above know this. Including deacons. And by the year 2002, there was a turnaround that deacons was not mentioned as far as crime is concerned. I am saying that I'm happy to say that you must have somebody that I like you. You know why I like you? You give me an opportunity to expose things that I don't like self-praise. I like people to do it for me. And everybody's not the same, David Ellis, you know that. Everybody's not. This system of politics in Barbados has got to change, and has got to change to give people an equal approach. An equal approach to their lifestyle, an equal approach to what is going on. Not that you're privileged. There's nothing in politics that means that anybody must be more privileged than anybody.
All right, okay. Thank you very much. We'll move on before you burst a blood vessel. No.
Go on.
Down to brass tacks.